Rabbeinu Yoino in Shar Aleph Ois Tes, he says, Hine Madregus Rabbis Lichuva. There's lots of Madregus in Tshuva. That's a chiddush for us. Because you think that Tshuva is, no, the person did Avera, has to fix up the Avera, does Tshuva, and fix up the Avera. Gendik. It's not, there's Madregus Rabbis in Tshuva. And we know, I mean, maybe not know. Gemara says there's tshuva mi'avo, there's tshuva mi'iro. We say every morning, Hashiveinu b'tshuva shleima lefonecho. Mashma, there's tshuva which is not sholeh, there's tshuva which is sholeh. So the madregos rabbis in tshuva. Lefia madregos yiskari v'odim el hakadosh baruch. That's the shitosa, that the ikar of tshuva is shavta ad Hashem lekecha. Go back to Hashem. Omnom, the kol tshuva tzibza slicha. It's a pesach tshuva, pesach tikva for us. All, any level of tshuva, you get slicha. Ach loy tatara nefesh toya sholem liyos ha-avoynus k'loy ha-yu zulon si kashay yitara odom is libay v'yachin is rucha kashay ismail. But you get slicha, but you won't have complete tahara, and you come back to a matzav keilu you were koite bichlau. That you need to the madregas of tshuva. V'chein kosev, he says, ashe odom lo yachshev Hashem lo ovoy ve'ein beruchoi rabia. The person shouldn't consider the person had any averus. Ashe, the mention didn't have an averus. We had averus, but he didn't tshuva. And it's like a beged that got stained, but it needs to be laundered. So, the tzior I have for this is a person dropped some cholent on his Shabbos shirt. So he's got this very choshevet shirt, which he only wears on Shabbos. And now, some cholent spilt on his shirt. And, it's a big stuff. There's this lump of cholent on his shirt. So he didn't make it, sorry, keep it. Amat mina kibbles, yoil bola ha, mira gol, we made it. So you wash it a little bit, not on Shabbos, you can't wash it on Shabbos. Okay, if that happens to you on Shabbos, then, and you've got no other shirt. I would suggest you would try and put on a weekday shirt, but if you have no other shirt, so you can't wash it on Shabbos, so you have to go to shul for mincha, whatever, with your messed up shirt or your messed up tie or whatever it is. So you have to think, this is a siman, a medal of Shmirah Shabbos. So if you think like that, this is a sign. I am a Shoyim Shabbos and the Benishim loves me. So then you don't think it's not Yochi Cholot. It's a little sign here. The Benishim loves me. Well, how Koponim, he says, so a little bit of kibbutz laundry takes away the ikar. Ach lefi roiva kibbutz yislabi. But even if you take away the main thing, but you still got this brown stain. You put it through the washing machine, a regular wash, and it comes out, it's still got a brown stain. Ay vey, that's my Shabbos show. What are you going to do next week? So you have to wash it more, or use special detergent, bleach, whatever, however you get it off, take it to a special cleaners who can deal with such a thing. Meroiv kibbutz, and it gets it then, and then you can get a kumatza, kilo, it never happened. Your shirt goes back to the white, gleaming shirt, and nobody knows you ever dropped the cholent on it. And that's a moshul, that tshuva, there's madregas, and tshuva is be'etzem washing out the chet, and the ultimate thing is to get to a matzav kila you weren't choite, but the ultimate level of tshuva, the ultimate level of tshuva with the madregas, the kol tshuva tibsa slicha, So later on in Oisman Beis, he explains, Slicha means you won't get the Oynish. Well, yeah, Oynish, but the Rebbeinu Shalom, they're not miscarried to you. He took away the tainus of the chet, but he hasn't come back keilu, he wasn't chayter. Those are the madrigas of tshuva. So what's the basis of tshuva? What's the basic thing? What should we call tshuva tzila? When are you called a person who's oisik mitshuva? So he says that the basic tshuva is three things. Basic tshuva is aziva, you stop doing the chet, charata, you regret having done the chet, and vidui, you come and you misvade to Hashem. And these three things are nekuva. He says in the end of Yud Aleph here that Chazal say that misvade ve'ena oizev. If a person does vidui, but doesn't do aziva, so then he's ki'ilu, he's toivel v'sheretz biyodai. A person became tomei because he was holding a sheretz, and then he wants to become tohor. How do you become tohor from tara, from tuma sheretz? You go to the mikveh and you become tohor. What happens if he goes to the mikveh holding the sheretz the whole time and he's toivel 49 tefillos, 100 tefillos, mamish, and the most mehudidik mikveh he can find. He's toivel and toivel, toivel, but then let the sheretz go. He does not become tohor. So it's a waste of time. If you don't let go of the sheretz, you'll never become tohor. So aziva is you have to stop thinking. And he says that that's what the pshat moide va'oisev yirucha. Because moide, so what's it saying over here? It's moide va'oisev. Mashal is only two things: vidui moide and oisev and aziva. Who yirucham? The Rebbeinu shall be merachim on him. So he says moide vidui includes charata. Because you can't come to Hashem Yisrael, we'll speak about it more when we get there, Vidu, you can't be misvade in front of Hashem and be aware that you're talking to Hashem and say, I was choite, and I don't care, and I'm very happy I was choite. You can't do that. If you're saying that, you can't say that to Hashem. You're fooling yourself. So, vidui, moide includes vidui and charota, ve'oise yirucham. So that's what we need minimum to do tshuva. So now let's try and be misbinding. Why is tshuva so hard? Is the vidui part hard? That's not hard. But how to say it properly? Why you need vidui? Say that we'll get there. It's not hard. That's not something which ought to put off a person saying, I don't know if I can do tshuva. Is charata hard? Imagine if a person thinks about the fact that he did averus, and like Rabbeinu Yonah introduces harata, that there's oinesh, the shilum, you have to pay for your averus, and there's terrible onshim for averus. So a person can be happy he did averus. It's not hard to be mischarit. You need to have consciously think about it. That's not hard. That's not going to put off a person. So what puts off a person from tshuva? Aziva. What's it mean? That I'm going to decide now that I'll never be choyzer lechetzer le'olam. That's how the Rambam puts it. Can I consciously make a kabbalah that I'm going to oizev lechet and I'll never be choyzer lechetzer le'olam? The person says, oh, that's not realistic. Take certain averus, which everybody knows themselves where they're very porous in certain averus. Well, let's say Bittul Torah is a very popular avera, or Lashon Hara is also quite a popular avera. Histaklus is a popular avera. I'm never going to be over histaklus again. Never say a word of Lashon Hara again. Is that real? A person can say it, but does he mean it? Is it real? So the person says, if I have to say that and I have to make a Kabbalah like that, I don't think I can. Be honest, I don't think I can I will keep such a thing. That is the problem in tshuva. That's the first problem in tshuva. And then you have a Mishnah which says, Echtova Oshuv, Ein Maspikim Yodai, Lasses Tshuva. So if a person says, Echtova Oshuv. So why does he say it twice? Why don't we just say it? A person says, I'm going to do this Aveira right now, I'll do Tshuva afterwards, I'll be okay, I'll do Tshuva. So, but the Mishnah says twice, Echtova Oshuv. Why does he say it twice? So the Psikta says, that is coming to teach you that if a person does tshuva and then he's choizer to the chet, then his tshuva is bottled. It's not tshuva. That makes it even harder. First thing I was telling you is how can we make such a kabbalah? But now you tell me that even if I would have made such a kabbalah and I would be choizer to the chet, so there's no tshuva. So lemafreya, any chet which we repeated, we haven't done tshuva. And let's make it even more chomer, because Be'etzim says, Yom Kippur is mechaper, Yom Kippur is a tremendous matana, it's only mechaper in my tshuva. So if I didn't do tshuva for anything, so what did I bother fasting last year for? The year before? It wasn't mechaper. I did my vidui, I said al nusach, and after Yom Kippur, I did Averis again. And if I look practically at myself for next year, I don't know, what am I going to bother with Yom Kippur for? I can't make such a Kabbalah. I know Lemaisa I'm going to do Averis after Yom Kippur. But I'll tell you a very interesting thing. It's a shikul chiddush. But it's very interesting. If you look, you get a luach for Tovshin Pei Ches. Right? You get a luach for Tovshin Pei Zayin, that's what you need. It's coming in a couple of weeks, Tovshin Pei Zayin. But if you get a luach, there's also for Tovshin Pei Ches, you'll see a Pliya Tzuma. On the 10th of Tishri, Tovshin Pei Ches is Yom Kippur again. Well, why is there Yom Kippur? You need one Yom Kippur, mechaper for all your Averas, you need to do tshuva for all your Averas, you saw that last week, you need to do tshuva for all your Averas, Yom Kippur is mechaper about tshuva, finished. So maybe you'll tell me, you know what Tovshin Pei Ches is for, the people who became Bar Mitzvah, Tovshin Pei Zayin, so they get the Yom Kippur. Everybody has one Yom Kippur. You only have one Yom Kippur. You have Mechapa, the Averas. Maybe it would be better. Lu Yitzuya, we'd know when we're going to die. So the year before we die, we'll have a Yom Kippur. But so what's the pshat? Why does the Ben Shem give a Yom Kippur every year? If you're going to be chayzer, they're not going to be many more averus. The Lemaisa, the Gemara doesn't hold like that psikta. The Gemara says, why does it say echtova oshuv? Because if a person is shoyne bechetoi, then it's keilu naseloi heta. Right, we'll leave the pshat in there. It's a very interesting pshat. What that means, if a person does chet twice, then it's kilu nasa lo heta. Kilu, don't think it's muta. It's kilu. But there's a Reb Sadia Gaon, which a lot of people bring, says lehedya. If a person does tshuva sincerely, and then he's choizer to the chet, then his tshuva was counted. A person does a chet, and he does tshuva, and he's sincere tshuva, and he doesn't want to be choizer to the chet again. And then afterwards, he's chapped by the Yetzirah again, and he's nichshal again. Then it was not mevatel the tshuva lemafreya. The tshuva he did was tshuva. This is a new parasha. And that's how most people hold. So we want to go with that Maybe I should I'll tell you a hakdoma to these vadim, which is so you get a better idea of what we're doing. I should have said this in the beginning. The Chazanish, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, saw that most people were not keeping Shemitah. Shemitah was very hard in those days to keep. First of all, if you're a farmer in those days, before the Second World War, and you didn't farm at all, you wouldn't have any produce, so you wouldn't have any parnasa for that year. And if you came out, wouldn't have any vegetables, and v'chule all year, well, it was not easy. So Chazon Ish worked very hard in the halachas of Shemitah. The Chazon Ish's shita was to find all the kulas in Shemitah. You go with all the kulas any kula that you really could be samech on. You went with all the kulas so that people would be able to keep Shemitah. Because if you go with all the chumras, it became kimat impossible to keep Shemitah. There was a certain godel at that time who was very, very machmir, and came to Shemitah, he went to Chutz Laaretz. Couldn't stay here with all his chumras. The Chazanish said about that person, which I think nowadays is a very popular shita actually. That person, he says, he'd learn a Gemara like this. He'd learn a certain halacha, Omer Abaya Osa, Omer Rava Muta. So he said, the first kashi he would ask this person was, if Abaya can say it's Osa, how could Rava say it's Muta? How can you say Muta? You know, so for some people, the word Muta is Nivul Peh. But the Gemara says, Pung Faken, the Gemara says, Koyach Hetera Odiv. The Rashi explains, why is the Koyach Hetera Odiv? Because you can only be Matir if you know the Sugya properly. Anybody can be Machmir. You don't know the Sugya. You ask your Shaila. Is this Mutter? Is it Osa? I don't really know. So don't take a risk. Be Machmir. Um Shkoyach. That doesn't mean to say you know anything. To be Matir, I'm assuming you're not a reform rabbi. You know, so if they're muta, you know, mutalach like on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Mutalach. That's all they learn. If you're a reform rabbi, you just have to know how to say muta. The Maizeh, you don't even know how to do that because the reform don't even know there are any Yisurim in the world. So, yeah, but assuming you're a Talmid Chacham and you know the sugya, then you can be matir. So the Chazon Ish's mahalach was, even though there's harbit stodim lahachmir, but you could be makel over here. The makels are the people who keep shmita. That's the mahalach we're going to try here. If we go with all the chumras in tshuva, we'll be misyayish. You can't do it. You go with that psikta, it's not shaykh. If I do tshuva and then I'll be nichshal again, my tshuva's bottle, I give up. So we don't hold like that. We're going to go with the chum, with the kulas. We'll go with Reb Sadia. Reb Sadia tells you, no, tshuva is not bottled. We look for all the kulas in tshuva so that we can do tshuva. That's what we're trying to find. That's bichlal what we're trying to do here. So now, the maisa, at the end of the day, the aziva, the choira, is the hardest ikuv for tshuva. So there's a big mistake which people have. And that is, what does it mean, aziva sachet? What is aziva sachet? Right now, the pashtus is, every single person in this room is not doing any averus. I assume that you have done averus before. Why? Ain't Sadi Borit Soshiya Setoigula Yechto, I assume. And I even making an assumption, I'm afraid I'm not going to be done, you look kaf schus. The Pasha, since last Yom Kippur, you did a few Averis over the last year. Right? So, but you know, I needed to do Aziva. What Aziva? I'm not doing any Averis now. You're not doing any Averis now. What's the Psha Aziva? Unless Chas v'shalom, somebody sitting here who let's say is a Kaslim, and he still has the Xena Biyotai, okay, so you're still doing that Avera. So that, now Ziva is very clear, give the money back, and don't do it again. But once you gave the money back, you're not doing the Avera anymore. Nobody's saying any Lashon Hara here. Nobody's being over Istaklus. No Averas here. So what's the mean of Aziva? Yesterday I said Lashon Hara. So what's Aziva? That was yesterday. Today I'm not saying Lashon Hara. What's the Pshat Aziva? And it's the Ikuva. If you're Misvada without Aziva, it's because Toivil will share it to the other. So what's the Pshat? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that in Aziva Sachet, in Yud Aleph, he says there are two types of people. There are two types of people and they have a different level of Aziva. Da, he says, Ki mi asher chota al derech mikre. Person was choti al derech mikre. Ki his ave taiva, vichazik olav yitzroi veit kofeu. He got a taiva, he was big taiva, and the yetzer chapped him. Melonech letzu rayonim chushim de pelga boy, and he wasn't strong enough to stop the taiva. Velo miharu ligo v'yam ha-taiva v'yicharim. He didn't dry up this yam of taiva. And therefore the Yetzer made him do Aveira. V'loi me'asher cheftzoi unretzoinoi limtzei avoinoi la'asos kamoyu achrezois. That it's not that he wants to do Averas. It's not that cheftzoi unretzoinoi is to find an Avera and to repeat kaseida the Avera. That's not what this guy was talking about. This person was choytim derech mikre, and it's not because he wants to do averus. He's not looking to do averus. But when a yetzara comes, he's walking in the street, and he sees this prutza, and he's not strong enough to stop the yetzara, and he's nichshal. But it's not the pshat that he's deciding, listen, I want to go to the street, and Sanhedrin Mechavet is no good because there are no prutzas in Sanhedrin Mechavet Kimat, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to Rechav Yafo, I'll go to the Tachle Merkazit, there I'll be able to see some Geshmaka prutzas. He's not the pshat, he's stuck here in Yeshiva and he doesn't even have a smartphone, so I'm going to go to somewhere where I can find a smartphone and I can be nichshal. I'm going to get a secret connection through Wi-Fi and this, and have a secret smartphone in Yeshiva, then I'll be able to do my Averas. So, it could be that if somehow he gets hold of the smartphone, and he's in certain situations, and he has his nichshal, that's choyt with Erech Mikra. He's not trying to look for Averas. So that's one person. There's a second person. Ha'ish ha'mis yatzev al derech lo toiv atomit. And a person's on the wrong derech. V'gever al chatov doirech b'chol yoy v'shoyne b'valtoy. And every day he does more Averas. V'shav b'mrutzosoy gampomim rabbis. And he keeps on doing his Averas. V'kol eis oyhev hara. And the whole time, not Mishas and the Yetzer Chapsim, the whole time he loves evil, he loves Averas, u'michshol avoinu yosim noichach ponov, and he's looking to do Averas, and he's finding ways of doing Averas, rotzoloi mehataiva v'yetzer, he's looking to make his, get more taiva, v'cheftzoi u'magamosoi, and his desire and purpose in life is asher lo yibotzvi menu kol asher yosam lasos. He should not be stopped from anything he wants to do. Reish, right? So this is the second person. That basically, Chefzu Magamosa Shelo Yibotsu Mimenu Kol Asher Yozam Lasos, a person should, he wants to be able to do whatever he wants to do. That's a basic friar. Or a goy. You know, anything is permissible. Consenting adults. Don't tell me what to do. I want to do Mishkav Zohar. Don't tell me that you mustn't do Mishkav Zohar. Don't tell me Sitoyim. I want to do Snos. Don't tell me anything. I want to do this. I want to do that. Don't tell me because it mustn't be Mechalal Shabbos. If I want to be Mechalal Shabbos, who are you to tell me? I saw a very interesting book once. it was a book that said Madrich LaChiloni. So I saw it in a bookstore, Madrich LaChiloni. So that's interesting. It was the Chayra and Kiruv book. So I opened up the book. So it says on the thing that so the Hakdama says you could be your Mr. Chiloni. You maybe one day you might meet a Haredi. And he'll start asking you kashas on your Derech HaChaim and bring you all sorts of riots for his Derech HaChaim, and you won't know how to answer him. So I've written this book, some professor has written this book, to answer all the tainas of the Haredim. In other words, we have a Mishnah, Dama Lahoshiv Lapikoris. And he wrote, Dama Lahoshiv La Mamin. So I had a big yetzara to buy it, and I thought, listen, this middle tire in the stomach, don't know when I'll ever read it. So, but I just think through it. So I said there, Hachiloni va mitzvot. So that's interesting. So I opened up that period. Hachiloni va mitzvot. So it says there an interesting thing. It says, the Chiloni can believe that there's a power out there that created the world. Just like the Dati. What's the difference between the Chiloni and the Dati? That the Chiloni says, believes that that power has no schus to tell you how to live. It was the Rabbani Shlomo, you can believe there's a boy, right? He has no schus to tell you how to live. He created his world and he created you, but he has no schus to tell. And the Dati guy holds, yes, he does. And I have to keep his mitzvahs. And then he says, The Chiloni can even be Mekayim Mitzvot. They're not mitzvahs because they're not tzivui. Mitzvahs are tzivui. He says, why is he Mekayim at Mitzvah? He could do Brit Milah for his kid or even whatever, you know, light Nerot Chanukah or even fast on Yom Kippur. So he says, but he doesn't do it because the Boyri was Mitzaveh. He does it because it's traditional Jewish culture, and that's why he's doing it. So it's a very interesting mahalach. That means when a chiloni who holds like that does a mitzvah, he's not allowed to say birchus hamitzvah because it'd be a bracha lebatola. Because he can't say baruch ato Hashem lekeinu melech olam asher kidushonu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu lamul esabet. But he doesn't believe it. He wasn't mitzaveh. He can't say v'tzivanu l'anik ner Chanukah because he doesn't believe that the boyre has the schus to tell him what to do. That guy is the second guy of Rabbeinu Yonah. You chevtzo magamosa shelo yibotzi menu kol sheyosam lasos. He should be able to do whatever he wants, and nobody should stop him. So we've got two people here. A person who's choyte to be derech mikre, he doesn't want to be choyte. That's not all his matoros achayim to be choyte. But when the yetzara chaps him, he's nichshal. Doesn't have the strength to stand against the yetzara. Second guy wants to do averus. Is looking for the opportunity to do averus. That's his whole life's all about doing averus. Who are you? Which one are you? Number one or number two? I don't believe that any of you are number two. We're all in the gather number one, not number two. So what's the aziva? Come back to my question. We're not doing an averus right now, so what's the aziva? He says, the number one guy, reishis tshuva o'ish hazeh hu acharoto, rosim yogim belibo el chatosoi liyos nefesh neno morok lano. First he should be mischarit. They did these averus. Achreichen Yosef bechol yoim yiras Hashem benafshoi v'yitein chitas elokim b'levavoi bechol eis
עד אשר יהיה נוכן ליבוי פתוח בשם, כי אם יוסף יעבר בו היצר ויפגשהו בפעם כפעם בפעם, ורוב העולב תבוסוי, לא יהיה נפטר ליבוי עולב.
What's the aziva for this guy? The aziva is, he has to build up work on his Yira Shemayim, to increase his Yira Shemayim, so that next time, when the Yetzer chaps him, he may have the koiches to stand against the Yetzer. What's the tshuva for number two? The guy who wants to do averus and everything. Reishis tshuva isha zeh, lazev darko machshav toheroh.
This guy, number two guy, has to have an aziva right now. He's doing something wrong right now. His mindset is completely wrong. He has to change his mindset. He has to decide, I have to be mekabel Torah, and I have to stop this idea that I'm looking for averus. I have to be mekabel on myself. I'm not going to start looking for averus and trying to do averus. I'm going to learn Torah, and I'm going to accept that I have to keep Torah. Because he doesn't accept that he has to keep Torah. So that's an aziva. Aziva, yazav ish darkoi, the pasuk says. This guy has to leave his derech hachaim is wrong. Leave that derech, go on a different derech. But we're not in that geder. We're in the first geder. So what's the aziva for us? The aziva for us is, first of all, to work on our Yira Shemayim. To be mekabel, talk about it next week in Yitz Hashem. To learn some Musa every so often, maybe every day. We wouldn't make a Kabbalah every day. But to work on building up our Yira Shemayim. So that eventually, as what Rabbeinu Yonah says, so that Kim Yosef Yavar Bara Yetziv Yifkasheyu, since Yosef Yiras Hashem Ben Nafshev Yitin Chitzes Olekim Ben Favoy Becholes Ad Asher Yia Nochen Liboy Batuah Hashem, until he gets to this Madrega, that Im Yosef Yavar Bara Yetziv Yifkasheyu Bepavavav, if the Yetzir chaps him again, he won't be Nirsha. Does he say that the aziva of this guy is to learn, work on Yira Shemayim, so that miyad he'll never do a chet again? Doesn't say that. He says he's got to work on his Yira Shemayim until he comes ad asher yiye nochon liboy patuach b'shem ki im Yosef yavar b'yetzer, then he won't be nichshal. It's a process, and that's aziva. Is that hard? Do you have this big Yetzirah and they say, I can't do that, I can't be Mekabel? You can't be Mekabel, then I'll never do this Chet again. But can you be Mekabel to work on yourself so that eventually you'll get to the Darga of not doing the Avera? Why can't you? Any Ben Torah can do that. It's not, unless you're in the second category. I don't want to not be nichshal and averus. I want to do averus. I don't want to have a guilty complex. I don't want to have a thing. I want to do my averus and be happy doing averus. Okay, so you have a different aziva. You're messed up, Mr. Pliny. You need to change your derech. So the whole problem, which people look at tshuva and say, I can't do tshuva, because the aziva, you don't understand what the aziva is supposed to be. The first level of aziva for most Bnei Torah is to be mekabel, to work on your Yira Shemayim, to increase your Yira Shemayim, to work on yourselves so that we get more Yira Shemayim. That is aziva sachet. And that every person can do. So, Yitz Hashem, next week we'll continue.